Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm certified financial planner professional Tony Nafar, joined in the studio by my colleague Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant. Craig Montana running the studio, and up, down, sideways, swirling all over the place. The markets, etc., political tensions were keeping things down, apparently. The Super Tuesday stuff has injected a little bit of life in the outcome of that this morning.
Yeah, it's been kind of interesting. Side. Yeah, the markets generally are up today. That doesn't mean everything is up today.
No.
As we were talking about.
Yeah, there's still
but,
some dogs.
Yeah, the markets are up today. Yesterday was not good. We talked Monday about the last couple of weeks, about the drops in the markets. And that's one of the things we're going to talk about today is what happened historically when something similar like this happened here in the United States.
With like the coronavirus?
Something
kind of
comparable
thing.
To the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what happened to the markets? We'll talk a little bit about that. And I have a story about what do you do when Social Security reduces your benefit? What are your options? It's kind of interesting.
It probably doesn't happen an awful lot, but
it does happen to some people.
And so...
and there is a process.
Ooh, yes.
And so I know that this does happen occasionally because there is a process for it.
Mm-hmm. So we'll get hopefully a chance at looking at that as well. And, of course, as always, we want to weigh in on your particular question. So if you have something on your mind, you're thinking about things, what should you do, et cetera, give us a call anytime during the program. But certainly when we're in a commercial break, I know a lot of you like to have a confidential conversation with us, and that's the time to do it during the program. So here we are coming into a commercial break. So while the commercials are playing, you can actually talk to me and Jamie one-on-one on the phone in private, and no one else will hear you. So here's the way to do that. Just call us at 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neal Financial Group.
Set your cozy rooms, your cozy windows.
Farmers understand two things. Fences need to be horse high, pig tight, and bull strong, and there's always something waiting to be done. At ASCO, we understand that the wheels of progress need to keep turning. It's why we're on it, with every call and every job. It's why we sell, service, and support Case IH equipment. Versatile machines that run early and often. Case IH machines help preserve the land, which in turn preserves livelihoods. Whatever it is, at ASCO, we're on it.
Step into the nostalgia at Glissman's Drugstore Museum. You'll be fascinated with this drugstore that looks just as it did in 1924. Also see photographs of historic downtown Brenham's past. At Glissman's, treasures abound on every shelf, nook, and showcase. Shop the variety of gift items available. And right now, many of their new items are on sale and more new items are arriving soon. Glissman's, 106 West Main Street in Brenham. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 10 till 5. Stop in Glissman's today.
If you want a career that's exciting,
fun,
creative, your next step is Manuel and Teresa School of Hair Design. Manuel and Teresa School of Hair Design is a nationally accredited career school with new classes every month. Call 821-0076, 821-0076. Exciting,
fun,
creative. Aggie owned and operated Manuel and Teresa School of Hair Design, 821-0076. We do today what others do tomorrow.
In Bryan, Victoria, and in Brenham on Highway 105, call 277-0076.
1076.
Whether you're looking for an exceptional facility for short-term rehabilitation, long-term care, or post-operative recovery, Focused Care at Brenham is the perfect choice. The team members at Focused Care at Brenham are highly skilled at providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care. They recognize the amount of trust you put in them to care for your loved ones and will treat them like family. Stop by and meet the care team, take a tour, and discover why Focused Care at Brenham is the premier skilled nursing facility in the area. Conveniently located at 1303 Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Whether you are a Brenham Cub or a Burton Panther, a Texas Longhorn or an A&M Aggie, whether you are a recent graduate or a retiree, artist or aspiring astronaut, this message is for you. Hi, I'm Walter Jackson, the superintendent of Brenham Public Schools. When you get your invitation from the U.S. Census Bureau to participate in the 2020 Census, I'm counting on you to participate. This is your chance to not only shape your future, but everyone's future. Shape your future and be a part of the 2020 Census.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with two members of the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. Hey, we got three offices now to serve you. So whether you're in the Houston area, you can always come to our Houston office. If you want to come in and just talk things over, do that free review. Glad to help you in that office. Or our Central Texas office in Brenham on Main Street, just across from the courthouse, or our new office out in Tomball. And glad to welcome you to any of those places. If you're thinking about things, are you trying to get some perspective on things, what should you do now, et cetera, glad to just, even if it's just a little hand-holding, or just say, here's how historically things have gone, or here's how these types of investments operate, or don't, all of these different things, glad to have a conversation with you and help you, because that's what we're really here for, and that's what we do on every Monday and Wednesday morning, Jamie, when we're on the radio program.
That's always the objective, is to try and get as much information out there as we can we think will be helpful to you. That's why we tell a lot of stories of experiences and all of those types of things. I have to talk a little bit about, you'll always probably wonder what we do when the breaks are going on if you don't call. And we have very lively discussions.
We do indeed. We don't always agree, by the way.
That's true.
Yeah, most of the time we're pretty much on track. But, you know, I think it's good if we have different opinions on some things, though, because then we can get that chance to, in a friendly way.
Yeah, we were wondering why we're not all bleary-eyed staying up last night looking for the results. And I am not bleary-eyed. I did not stay up.
I did not either. You know, it's going to be whatever it's going to be, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Couple of things that we'd like to get out there. And one of the things is, and I got asked about this in a conversation with a very long-time client of mine over, well, 20, 21 years of being my client. And we had lunch and went over things yesterday, and we had several topics that came up, her retirement time frame for her and her husband, all the things you might imagine. But something she really wasn't planning on talking about, but we ended up talking about it. So we'll get to that in a few minutes. One of the things, though, of course, that came up in conversation was the coronavirus, this flu type of thing. And I think it might be important to have a look back every once in a while at previous national emergency types of bouts with something like the flu. And Jamie, you've got some interesting info about that.
Yeah, I came across an article in the last few days that talked about trying to look back in history if there's a comparison to take a look at when it comes to pandemic that occurred either in the United States or worldwide. Is there anything we can look at to try and see what happened to the markets and healthcare and all those things when this occurred? And the biggest one would be the 1918 flu.
All the way in 1918?
1918, so 100 years ago. What happened to the markets at that time? what happened to the insurance companies, because obviously when you have something like this, the ability of the insurance companies to pay claims can be affected. What happened to the markets when this occurred? And if you don't remember, the 1918 flu pandemic affected at least 20 million people in the United States at that time.
Just in the U.S.?
Just in the U.S.
20 million.
20 million.
Okay.
And out of that 20 million, about 500,000 people passed away.
Now, granted, our health care, our medical science is very different now. Okay.
Yeah, but nevertheless, you can see that this, I mean, they had people who just all their job was just to go around and collect people who had died during the night.
Mm.
And they had cases where people were perfectly well one day, got sick the next morning, and had passed away by the end of the day. So it was pretty devastating. And so if we take a look, what happened in the markets, what happened to the insurers, what went on at that time, well, it's kind of interesting. From 1918 to 1920, if we base it on what happened recently with the coronavirus to the markets, you expect lots of volatility from 1918 to 1920 with this pandemic flu that was going on. And the reality is that the markets were pretty stable, which I wasn't aware of that. That's why I found the article interesting and thought we could talk about it. But the markets were pretty stable during that time period. The insurance companies, both life insurance and health insurance, weathered it pretty well. Most of them, if they were dividend-paying companies, the majority of the insurance companies still paid dividends. Some of them may have cut their dividend by 50%, but they still paid dividends. And so if you compare to what happened then and how devastating it was for the United States with over 500,000 people passing away and 20 million people being infected, you would expect that it would be a lot worse than that. And so it's a little bit surprising to take a look and see with the coronavirus, because here in the United States, we really haven't had to face any results from it yet. The number of people that have passed away here in the United States is very, very small still. And the number of people infected is still very small. But yet we look at what has happened in the markets, and the coronavirus, that has been the driving force behind the big drop that we had in the market in the last couple of weeks. So it's kind of interesting. So what's the difference? Well, the difference, I think, is the fact that you have to go, if you go back to 1918, 1920, this was back when the markets were still roaring. And it was right before the big crash that occurred in the markets in the 1920s. And the driving force behind that, one of the things was that people were borrowing money to invest in the markets. And so when
they didn't have the curbs on things and the securities rules and all the things that we do have now.
All the rules that we have now, as a result of that, were not in place.
So there was just rampant speculation.
Rampant speculation in the market at that time. And so the markets, even though they had this flu epidemic going on, people were still, because they could invest in the market without having any money.
Yeah, they just borrow it all,
They could do that. And the other thing that I think is interesting about it is the fact that you didn't have instantaneous news.
Yes.
And so if something happened in California, the East Coast might not know about it for a day or two. And so there was no computer trading. There are a lot of factors that go into it. And so I find it intriguing that back in 1918, when we had a much, much worse flu epidemic than what's happening currently, the markets were fairly stable and the insurance companies were not negatively affected in a big way, as you might have expected. So I found that rather intriguing to compare them.
Well, and again, I think it's just another indicator of having a solid plan for where you are wanting to go as an individual and for your family as well. What are your goals? What are your aspirations? What things do you need to look at? And that's why I think we all need to sort of take a step back and not be whipsawed psychologically as much as possible by things that are going to be changing and are changing sometimes by the minute. So we have to really look at these things. And, you know, if you've got a 401k, 403b, or you've got a disciplined, regimented once a month or twice a month time when you're putting money into an IRA or a Roth IRA or a brokerage account or whatever it may be, if you're doing something systematic that you're pretty much putting on autopilot, then, again, you're going to acquire your investments inside of those products when things are down, when things are in the middle, when things are up, and you're going to be automatically what we call dollar cost averaging, which ends up over time giving you a lower median price on whatever you're buying. So that's really a good thing to always remember.
Yeah, you know, and it's hard. We always talk about the fact that you're really not supposed to invest in an emotional way. You should try and, as we talk about, have a plan when it comes to investing. You know, we always talk about the fact that financial planning is more than just your investments.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to invest, it was kind of interesting in the past week that talking to people who are, their timing, not of their own accord, but their timing at this point was very good because they had money that was becoming available to invest in the market. And obviously, if the market's down, they are buying low. And so they are very fortunate in that respect. And I am, you know, and I can understand also the emotions of it is a feeling of helplessness when the markets do this. The reason being that most of you are not hopefully doing computer trading.
Yeah, that's a special day, that's set day, of skills. And
day trading.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you have a plan and you're investing, you can have a, it's easy to understand that feeling of helplessness when you have all the big money managers who do almost all their trading by computer. And these, whether it's be an increase or a drop, occur simply because of the computers are saying it's time to do something. And so you have no control over your how well your investments are doing because of all of the big money managers that are doing multi-million dollar trades, and you don't have the capability to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I can understand feeling helpless because you're not part of that. But what's nice about understanding what you're doing is if you have a plan, you understand that these things are temporary.
Well, and they have always been temporary throughout the history of markets. So again, you know, common sense, be sure you keep track of your other goals, which are very important. And when we talk about my client review meeting that I had yesterday, it's an interesting way of realizing that you as a client of either you're running things yourself or if you have a financial advisor that works with you, etc. You know, these things are fleeting, these temporary blips, as I call them, and there's always the other side. Where you are and what your goals are is more important than should I buy XYZ stock today? That's really, and how much are you putting into your 401k, 403b, et cetera? You know, so we're getting ready to take a break, but I want to just kind of hit a couple of highlights and we'll expand on those, Jamie, when we come back from the break. You know, my conversation yesterday with my longtime client, I have her and her husband as clients for many, many years, and the conversation started off focusing on a couple of things, but really ended up focusing more on actual financial planning. So the first questions were about portfolio, what should they be doing with their 401ks at their respective jobs, all of this. But then other things entered into the picture and actually were as important, if not more important, to this couple's future and what they might leave behind for their heirs at some point in time.
And I also want to mention, too, we can talk about that when we come back from the break, but you know, since we've been talking about the volatility, mm-hmm. I wanted to mention the Fed cut rate.
Yeah.
You know, that was the Fed's cut, did an emergency rate cut, and we can talk a little bit about that and why did they do that.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about not reacting emotionally. Was this an emotional decision by the feds? So we can talk a little bit about that after the break also.
Yeah, so we'll set this all up for you. Meantime, if you've got a question, we are so happy to answer it for you. We'll do our very best to talk you through something. If you're trying to make some decisions about what you might want to do, etc., glad to weigh in on that. And here's the way to get us right now in private. If you call us on our 800 number during the break, glad to talk with you and go over things. And that number is 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neal Financial Group.
Paget Hearing has expanded to Bastrop. If you're hearing but not understanding what's being said in the conversation or even right now on the radio, then call Paget Hearing Aid Center. You can trust them to help you find the perfect hearing aid, the one that delivers pristine sound and clarity, and the one in which you can hear comfortably. Call Paget Hearing Center in Bastrop at 512-522-8849 or stop by 1670 Highway 71 in Bastrop. Mention this ad and receive a complimentary hearing evaluation. Paget Hearing Aid Center, the service you deserve.
At Bush's Chicken, there is one goal each day: be the best. Come try their unique marinated chicken with a friendly in-store atmosphere where you'll feel comfortable bringing your whole family at mealtime. Bush's offers a variety of menu items for Southern fried chicken lovers, from chicken tenders to fried livers and gizzards to fried apple pies and their famous sweet tea, all at the best value. Stop at Bush's Chicken in Brenham on Highway 36 South, right in front of Walmart. Ask about their catering and call in your orders at 979-836-1804.
We got started with Downey from day one, and it's been a great, great form of advertising.
Full page ad every year since day one, in color.
They go straight to that phone book because it's always worked for them.
Our ROI on Downey advertising has been very good.
Downey is the most affordable. We have a very large ad, extremely important.
It verifies that we're serious about being in business.
Downey delivers.
Call today, 866-7-DOWNEY.
Zoned out of a good night's sleep and need to lay up in a new mattress? Make a fast break to nighttime comfort during March Mattress Madness. Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own mattress guy, and March is the month we're driving the competition mad over deals on Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and everyone's favorite, Tempur-Pedic. It's worth the traveling violation in order to save hundreds. We'll even throw the Z's in for free. And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Hey, sweetie, what did you learn in school today?
I learned that the 2020 census counts everyone in the U.S. Where there are more people, there are more needs, for things like roads, schools, and hospitals.
I learned that billions in funding goes to communities like ours because of the census.
I learned that the Census Bureau collects data about communities in all states and territories of the U.S. Statistics in Schools offers free educational materials powered by census data. Learn more at census.gov/schools.
This is John Deans, Brenham, Washington County Crime Stoppers. We have over $50,000 in our reward fund, so it's time to clean up the county. So we're now offering $1,000 guaranteed in cash, tax-free, for any tip that leads to arrest or indictment of a felony crime or capture of a wanted felon. That's right. Drop a dime on the slime and get $1,000 in cash in a matter of days. It's all anonymous. We don't know who you are, and we don't care. If there are bad guys dealing and stealing and running from the law, let Crime Stoppers know. We'll put one large in your hands. Call us at 836-TIPS. That's 836-8477. Stay safe.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Alrighty. Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show, today's edition. I am Tony Navarre, certified financial planner professional, in the studio with Jamie Keyes, one of my colleagues on the Money Makeover team from Neil Financial Group. And Jamie is a chartered financial consultant. Craig Montana, of course, playing the hits for us, keeping us on time, or at least tries to. Sometimes we're unruly on that.
Yeah, he starts pointing fingers at us and...
We get the evil eye. Get the evil eye.
What are you guys doing?
Yeah, why are you totally unaware of the clock here?
Everywhere I go, people are telling me what to do. I can't get away from it.
Well, what to do, that's been a big topic of conversation this morning, right?
What to do, what to do.
What to do, what to do. So many things going on, scary things, unknown things, and in the world of investing and going forward with our lives, unknowns seem to trouble more people than anything else.
Right? The markets do not like unknowns. We've talked about that many, many times. If the market is unsure about things, that's not good.
No. So some things do pop up, though, and you think, wow, I didn't see that coming quite at this point or that fast or by that much. And I'm talking, of course, about yesterday's suddenly Fed rate cut. The Federal Reserve dropped interest rate by 50 basis points, 0.5%.
I have to admit that I was surprised. I had heard last week that that was being floated. I know the president had talked about they were encouraging the Fed to cut interest rates. But I really did not think that was going to happen. And I did not think it would happen that quickly.
I'm really still kind of wondering what metric, what thing or couple of things, whatever, drove them to this very, you know, rapid, unannounced, I mean, totally out, almost out of the blue decision.
Yeah. You know, and the other thing that's about it is, what are we going to do going forward now when it comes to Fed rates?
Yeah, because we're pretty low right now.
Yeah, because they dropped it 50 basis points. If they're going to drop it 50 basis points, well, next time they meet, this comes up every quarter.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about what the Fed rate is going to be. Are they going to raise it back up? Or what are they going to do going forward? I was surprised.
Yeah, I was too.
And you know, they did it because they want to prop up the markets.
Well, they want to, you know, blunt the impact, right?
Right.
On businesses here and trade all around the world, not just here. And I found it interesting that a few days ago when they were talking to other countries, everybody was saying, you know, everybody's having this big phone conversation, the Fed here, and then the equivalent types of agencies in Europe and Canada and wherever. And it was kind of like, well, we decided to keep just taking a look at it. And then all of a sudden, yesterday, we get a 50 basis point cut here.
I mean, I'm supposing that that will help businesses' bottom line, and the fact that borrowing money will be cheaper for them, and so mm-hmm. there'll be less dollars going out as an expense when it comes to interest expense. But again, long term, was it really necessary?
I don't know. So you might, you know, you they might did, but be they didn't. Yeah, they, hikes faster than
They didn't call me to ask my opinion.
Well, no, they didn't check in with me either. Well, anyway, we thought we needed to mention that, though.
Yeah, because I mean that's a big deal,
and that's also impacting the amount of money that you, as an investor, can also earn, and what you also are going to earn on your deposits at the bank.
You thought they were low before,
yeah. But on the flip side, if you want to buy something, which is the idea behind this cut, right? If you want to buy something, whether it's property or whatever else that you're needing to finance, well,
it's a good time.
Pretty darn low. So again, just another thing to weigh into the mix here, right?
Yeah. You know, it's kind of interesting that that came up, you know, in the fact that we talked about what happened in 1918. And now here we have an emergency Fed cut, and we talk about trying to not react emotionally. And that almost looked like an emotional decision. I'm sure it wasn't, but it almost looked that way.
Something they had been at the outset of the virus thing. They probably had already been in pretty big discussions about that.
I hope so.
Yeah. So it was just a question of when do we pull the trigger on it? So there you are. So that being said, how do you look at things going forward? Well, I mentioned earlier, I had a meeting with long time client over 20, now almost 21 years with this individual and her spouse. And I feel like I know all their kids and the whole thing over time, right? We all have that relationship where we keep in touch with each other. We check in with each other. We go over things. This is what it is to be a financial planner and advisor, because you are called upon by clients to help them through a bunch of different things.
Well, that's financial planning. We talked about that many, many times. It's not just investing.
Right.
It's all of the things that go into your life that affect your family and their ability to do things. How successful are you going to be? As you've said many times, money's just a thing.
Well, and I think that my clients here, and this lady and her husband in particular, also view it that way. And over time, I think we've sort of made that journey with them together. But, you know, we were sitting at lunch going over some stuff. And of course, the first thing was, well, here's my husband and my 401k plans, right? Here's our investments. And, you know, we've done well and da da da. And it, that's where the conversation started, aside from the coronavirus, of course, and its impact on.
Were their statements pre or post?
Actually, they were pre and post.
Pre and post. Okay.
Because I did have pre. I had to pull another pre about maybe 3 weeks ago, two or 3 weeks ago. And then we could easily see over that time span what had happened. And there wasn't a lot of carnage. It was, as you might expect, there were some things that were temporarily lower. Some of them were already coming back up. And then, like I said, she's been my client and her husband for a long time. So we've been through a lot of other
things. So they've been through this before, yeah.
Yes, a lot of other ups and downs, et cetera. So they have a really good outlook. They understand things and how to look at things. But we still took a look at these things. And yes, did we adjust some things? Yes. She is going to turn 60. Her husband's going to be 62 in another couple of months.
The new 40.
Mm-hmm. The new 40. But he is going to, he's on track to retire in about 5 years. She's going to be at least 7-8 years or more.
So they still do have some time before they're going to retire.
Sure. So the question became, well, do we need to be a little bit more aggressive here because we have a chance to make some headway over the next several years? And the answer was, well, let's look at all the other things that are going on in your life. The two oldest girls, one had a huge wedding, huge, and the parents chunked something out of something we talk about a lot, which is a life insurance contract that my friend and client got. Let's see, we did that in almost 22 years ago. So back then, she could buy really cheap.
Well, you know, we've talked about this.
It's a terrific, terrific thing, right?
One of the advantages of a life insurance policy is there are no restrictions as accessing the cash value, no age restrictions. And so that was a great place to go to borrow money from the cash value at a low interest rate to pay for their daughter's wedding. That was a great place to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can pay it back at their leisure.
Right. But So there was a you always call it the Swiss Army knife.
It is, yeah.
And that's true. It's just another use. And it's interesting is she knew these things, right?
Right.
And why we did it in the first place and all this other stuff. However, it's always great to refresh things. So if you have a planner or advisor you work with, always good to make sure that you're staying up with things with each other. All right. You're keeping up. Because sometimes you forget how something works. And frankly, she did. And when she came to me last year and said, wow, you know, we're really going to have to pull this from somewhere. Should we take loans from our 401k? Should we do this? Should we do that? And I said, well, you've got X big chunk of money in your life insurance contract. And you have enough assets to cover you anyway, should something happen to you or your husband. So why not take a look there? And we just talked about the advantages of doing it that way. And she was like, oh, so easy.
Right.
Easy, works well. It's going to work great for her. So she said, well, still, though, I really want to focus on our investments. I said, fine. You know, let's focus on those. So we went back to the 401ks, went back through some more things there. And I said to her, okay, we're going to tweak this a little bit, put a little bit more this or that and do whatever. I'm not going to give you the recipe here on the air. But I said, you know, the big thing you can do, the really big thing, because you've done a great job with paying for other things. You don't have big car payments and they're really good about doing things. They
right.
are. I said, why don't you guys bump how much you're putting into your 401ks? Why not? I mean, you've got these years, few years left to your spouse, right? And she's got an even longer period of time. And he could go another 5, 6, 7% going into his 401k. And he gets matches and he gets all this other stuff. And she's like, wow, I hadn't even thought about doing that.
Well, the question that they ask, I think, is very, very interesting. The reason being that here you have somebody who's 60 years old and 62.
Mm-hmm.
And the question that they're asking with the market volatility that we had in the big drops, they're asking, should we be more aggressive now?
Mm-hmm.
And normally, when we talk about retirement, we talk about the fact that the closer you get to retirement, generally,
you need to dial it back.
You need to dial it back.
Uh-huh.
But yet they were talking about is now a good time to be aggressive. And so the question, as you pointed out in your conversations with them, is your next question was, well, when are you going to retire? Because mm-hmm. time frame is the all-important question there.
Sure. And I think, too, that because they have ridden through various crises in our history in the U.S., right? We've been through downturns. We've been through 9/11. We've been through all these other things that were certainly disruptive, certainly threw things into a tailspin. But their focus never really changed. Their focus over time of trying to take care of things for themselves and their family, their three kids, really didn't shift. And they always kept on track. They always kept on track. And I think that is the overriding story with these folks. They kept on track. And if things came up, if there was an emergency or something, they were covered. They always had an emergency fund. They still do. They managed to. Now the last kid is going to be graduating from college in May. So they've gotten two kids through already. And the last one is set to graduate in May. And again, this has all been gradual planning and taking a solid foundation and continuing with it as they go through these different phases of their life.
I mean, we talk about having a plan. And the other thing that's interesting about your conversation with them to me is the fact that not only did y'all discuss time frame when it came to should they be more aggressive, but the other thing that's interesting about it is obviously, the fact that, as you've talked about, they've been through ups and downs, they understand these things occur. And the question itself indicates that their risk tolerance is pretty good.
It is. And again, over many years, we've had conversations during ups and downs in markets, ups and downs in some health issues that maybe one or the other of this couple had off and on. They go, you know, like everybody else.
Yeah, well,
like
you know, they weren't asking the question, the markets are down, should we sell and lock in our losses?
No, that has never been that conversation.
Yeah.
Now, she's more conservative as an investor than her spouse. But I've managed to, we've worked together on kind of freeing things up a little bit and taking a little bit more risk over time, and that's done well for her. But again, these are all measured steps. And they're all very well planned and thought out. That's really financial planning. The other thing I want to mention, so yes, we focused on the retirement plan, on the investments, etc. But then we talked about that Swiss Army knife and their real need going forward that they need to deal with. They need to deal with this. What was that need? And we spend a lot of time on this program talking about it. But I want to tell you what that need is.
I'm sure it's come up before.
It has. But they forget, right, that conversation. They come back and forth. You know, it's still there. And now it's more important than ever. So we're going to talk about that when we come back from the break. Meantime, you got a question? Glad to help you out here. Put our expertise and our knowledge to work just for you. And if you're shy and don't want your voice on the air, this is your chance. Call us now while the commercials are on, and we'll talk to you one-on-one in private. Here's the way to do that. Call us now at 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show. From Neo Financial Group.
Did you know that McCoy's Building Supply can handle any size home improvement project? From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up, they've got the born-to-build do-it-yourselfers covered. And if it's lumber you're looking for, McCoy's traditional full-service lumberyard can handle any job. So next time you've got a repair or remodel project, visit one of their building experts for tips and advice. They can show you some of the most energy-efficient and high-tech building products on the market. They'll even deliver it to you. McCoy's Building Supply. Go build something.
United Rental has the equipment you need for just about any project. They rent and sell everything from forklifts, aerial work platforms, dirt movers, to generators and hard hats. Over 600 types of equipment, plus contractor supplies. The best part is United Rentals employees will go the extra mile to help you get the job done, whether you're a major contractor or a weekend do-it-yourselfer. Visit your local branch in Brenham at 2700 Highway 290 West or call 979-836-0960. United Rentals. Consider it done.
Hi, Mike Leonard here from Apple Ford Internet Sales. Have you driven a Ford lately? It's going to be a great year for Ford and Apple Ford. And this year, I've teamed up with Hyundai of Brenham. Now, you don't even have to leave your home or office to check it out. Just log on to appleford.com or give me a call at 836-3659 or email me at fordsales@appleford.com for your price quote on a Ford or a Hyundai. We always have some great deals going on, so go online for the perfect vehicle for you and your family. Visit appleford.com today.
Hello, Washington County. This is Alan Dave, President and General Manager of Alan Dave Taft Harris Funeral Home. Do you need a life insurance policy? Do you need a written funeral plan? We sell life insurance policies regardless of age and health conditions. Would you like to receive a free casket? Stop by Alan Dave Funeral Home every Tuesday or Thursday between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. for life insurance information and to receive your free casket voucher. That's right, free casket. Call Alan Dave Funeral Home today.
Finding healthy, convenient, fast options is hard enough, but also finding something the whole family will enjoy? Forget about it. Unless you're thinking Subway in Brenham, which uses only the highest quality ingredients. For smarter nutrition, choose Subway. And now try the new Pit Smoke Brisket. Naturally smoked for at least 13 hours, topped with smoked cheddar and barbecue sauce. Only at Subway. With three locations in Brenham on South Market Street, on Highway 105, and inside Walmart Supercenter.
The UPS Store and the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham. They do a lot more than just shipping. They also offer mailbox rental, print and scan services, fax services, a complete line of office supplies, and expert packing services. When you ship UPS, you get the service that gets it there safe and sound. The pack and ship promise guarantees it, or you get all your money back plus the value of the insured item. Stop in and visit with their professional staff at the UPS Store in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center, or call 979-830-8291. The UPS Store. See what one store can do for you.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Alrighty, welcome back. The last few minutes of this edition of the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group. Hey, by the way, if I've piqued your interest, and Jamie and I have talked about several different things this morning, as we've been going through the program, if we've struck a chord there, you started wondering about this or that, are we ready for this? Are we ready to retire? Are we ready to help our kids, new grandbaby, maybe we should get one of those college fund plan things. How do we do that? Are they expensive? On and on and on. All these different issues. Cut back on our investments. Put more in. Be less aggressive. All these different things. Please come in for the free review. It is a free review. Here's the way to come in and see us and do that. Please do that. For you and for your family. Our phone number to set that up, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. All right, back to my wonderful, fabulous client and her husband. We went over a bunch of things during our get-together yesterday, and she's approaching 60 years of age. Her spouse is about almost 62. They're both planning on working for several more years. He for probably at least 5 or 6. She's going to be probably working for 10. Because I just know her. That's what it is. Unless something else comes up. But that's kind of the plan. But they're looking ahead to what they might do. And they don't have a lot of debt. They've done a great job with things. So what are they looking at now? And I had to bring it up because it's not something that all of us always think about. But frankly, every year I bring this up and have for the last 10, 15 years as they're getting closer to retirement. And that is the subject of long-term care. And it turns out that they have some options for setting something up to pay for that long-term care. And one of those things might be either her or her husband's life insurance contract that has a cash value. And we have talked about that principle before, Jamie. Would you explain how these work again, this situation?
One of the advantages of having a cash value life insurance policy that you've had for a long time like that is you have the ability to do what's called a 1035 exchange. It's part of the Internal Revenue Code. As long as you're healthy, you can apply for, there are new life insurance policies available where you can access the death benefit for long-term care. And if you just move the cash value from your old policy that does not have that benefit and move it to a new policy, now you have long-term care benefits should you ever need them. If you never need them, it's just a life insurance policy and the death benefit goes to the beneficiary's income tax free, and all you're doing is moving an asset that you had before, which is your old life insurance policy, moving the cash from that to a new policy that gives you extra benefits that simply weren't available at the time that you originally took out your first policy.
Mm-hmm. So again, there can be uses or different ways you can use different things you may already have to satisfy a need that you'll have either now or some years in the future. You just need to know how to use them and that those things are available. And again, this is part of financial planning. What works the best in what situations for you and the people that are most important to you in your life? And how do you get there? How does it work? Does it make sense for you? And that's always the bottom line. Does it make sense for you, no matter what it is that you're looking ahead to, Jamie?
Well, then the important thing there is to explore what your options are. I mean, they could get traditional long-term care policies, but they just need to know what's available.
Yeah. So that's another possibility for them, too. Again, conversations continue with our clients always on a variety of things. And if you want to come in and have a free review and have a conversation about what's mattering to you, get some ideas, call us at the office, 979-836-2903.
Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you back here on Monday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.